Hi, the Big M is on the air, and I'm your host, Murray the K. With the NBC Peacock perched on my shoulder, we're going to come your way in living color tonight. And in this half hour, we'll hear from Kurt Gowdy on the subject of one of the most exciting teams in pro football. And we'll get the word from Edwin Newman on a group of businessmen who are going back to school. But first, this is Bobby Sherman, who was our guest just a couple of weeks ago, and his new one, I'll Never Let You Go. He's speaking of the money that he's made, of course.
Never had a reason for smiling, sunshine did nothing for me. Maybe all at once my life has changed since you said hi to me. Rhythm of sweet music, I've been in love with you. Wanna shout to the world, it's the happiest day when I set my eyes on you. So let me tell you, I'm never gonna leave you, darling. I'll never let you go. I'll make my life a star every day since the day I found you. Lost by heaven and you. No, I'm never gonna leave you, darling. I'll never let you go. I'll make my life a star. Walk past my window, and this is the time to unwind. I must say what I feel inside, so you will understand. Through the rhythm of sweet music, I fell in love with you. Wanna shout to the world, it's the happiest day when I set my eyes on you. So let me tell you, I'm never gonna leave you, darling. I'll never let you go. I make my lucky star every day.
Bobby Sherman. And now, Monitor Sports. You know, when it comes to drama in pro football, watch the Oakland Raiders. Kurt Gowdy reports.
In football, if you want to know where the ball is, usually you should follow the middle linebacker. And if you want to know where thrilling, controversial games are, keep your eyes on the Oakland Raider pro football team. Last Sunday's dramatic tie with Kansas City was just another in a series of wild games that this team has been involved in. With 3 seconds to go, ancient George Blanda kicked a 48-yard field goal to give the Raiders a 17-17 tie. 2 years ago, New York's Jets seemed to have a clinch victory over Oakland, so much so that the telecast of the game was cut off to allow a children's special called Heidi to come on the air at that time. And while the little girl filled the screens with sweetness, the Raiders went berserk and scored 2 touchdowns in 9 seconds to give Oakland a memorable victory that the nation did not see. I had the privilege of broadcasting those 2 games, still the 2 greatest pro games I've ever seen. Many of the other Oakland games have not been quite so dramatic, but this team gives you plenty to talk about. A few years ago, the Raiders went through a season without a win. Then Al Davis was brought in as head coach, and he started building. Shrewd trades, smart drafting. Soon the Raiders were contenders. Then they won the AFL championship in 1967. In a Super Bowl game that year, they did not play well against Green Bay. I didn't think they'd beat Green Bay, but I thought that Oakland played better than the game showed. In 1968, the Raiders lost in the championship game to the Jets. They were driving against the clock again, deep in New York territory. LaMonica threw a swing pass to Charlie Smith. The pass was a lateral, Smith thought it was incomplete, let the ball roll free, and Ralph Baker fell on it for a jet recovery, and the Jets froze the game away. The Jets, by the way, then went on to change the entire future of pro football with their stunning upset of Baltimore in the Super Bowl. Last year, the Raiders lost only one game, yet failed to win the AFL championship. They have now lost only six games in their last three and a half seasons. Al Davison has been a leader, but he's now a managing partner. They have a tough team, usually. They're the most penalized team in their division. They made a great trade for LaMonica, but the hallmark of the Raiders is their passing game. They go for the end zone on every pass. It's a big play team. Tomorrow, the Raiders take on the Cleveland Browns. Something exciting is bound to happen. It usually does when the Oakland Raiders are on the field. They just may be the most exciting team in pro football. This is Kurt Gowdy for Monitor Sports.
Okay, thank you, Kurt. And now the new Seekers with more Monitor Music, still going strong with this one about somebody who sabotaged one of their tunes, like Knock Knock, Who's There, Lookwa, and Lookwa Who. And they answer us something like this.
Look what they've done to my soul. Look what they've done to my soul. Well, it's the only thing that I could do half right, and it's turning out all right now. Look what they've done to my soul.
What they've done to my song. That's the new Seekers with the great new song by Melanie.
Just stay where you are, and we'll bring you more.
That's right, we'll bring you more, including a look by Edwin Newman at a new trend among businessmen who want additional training. So stay with us, friends. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
I never thought you'd make that spare, Joe.
Well, that's the first time I ever made a split like that, let me tell you.
Oh, I don't know which one is harder, that 4-6 you just had or the 4-10 like
you. You know, the hard ones are the ones you don't make.
It's just like baseball, Charlie. You got to pitch a strike every
you
time.
You know what I mean? You're dealing in a fraction of an inch.
Yeah.
Right when you don't get right in the pocket, you know?
That's right.
You know. What difference does it make? We won, didn't we?
All you have to do is get your thumb back.
We won. But I'd hate to have to go through a tense frame like that again.
Oh, come on. Whenever a man plays a game, it isn't just for fun. He wants to win. And to do that, he has to put himself on the line. That's why the makers of famous Manpower deodorant have created Manpower Super Dry. Because a man has more important things to do than worry about perspiration, odor, and wetness. Manpower Super Dry is an antiperspirant and deodorant specially formulated to help keep a man comfortably dry and odor-free, even after he's won his game. Get Manpower Super Dry. We know you play hard. You don't have to show it.
Happy Day Radio 66, WNBC, New York.
The 3Ms with you, friends, and here with the monitor and Murray the K and the music, in this case by Paul Davis. His latest is a big one for him called I Just Want to Keep It Together. Want to keep it together. Now, Edwin Newman's business news brought to you by USF&G. Full coverage for people, places, and things. And Ed will be with us right after this word.
USF&G. Insuring people, places, and things. Your USF&G agent, the insurance professional, has the right people, the right experience, the right insurance for you. Life insurance. Home insurance, property insurance, business insurance. Representing United States Fidelity and Guarantee Company, your USF&G agent can cover it all. Remember, for all kinds of insurance, call the insurance professional you can trust. Call your USF&G agent, listed in your yellow pages.
The full coverage of people, places.
Newman.
Many men have been successful in business, but don't know why. At least they don't know why in such a way that they can explain it to others. That's one reason businessmen in growing numbers are going back to school, where it can be explained. Another reason for going back to school, the leading one, is fear of not being up on changes in business methods and technology. And there are also those who go to school because their knowledge is limited and specialized, and they need a broader picture of business operations to qualify for promotion. It's estimated that $7.5 million will have been spent in 1970 on the further education of upper and middle-level business executives. Most of that money will come from their employers because the employers believe it pays off. They think they get a better-run business out of it. The business schools of many well-known universities have special programs for executives: Harvard, Columbia, Ohio State, Illinois, New York University, and many more. Some schools have correspondence courses for executives who just don't feel that they can take the time to attend classes. It is more common now, however, for companies to believe that it pays for a man to take some time off for school, to be in a different environment, and perhaps to gain a new perspective. Columbia has a 2-year course for which executives put in 1 day of classes a week and do many hours of homework. Other courses take the executive entirely away from his normal duties, but for a shorter period. Emory, for instance, has a 2-week course of full-time study, and Harvard has one that takes 13 weeks, that being one of the longer courses. Most classes are devoted to discussion, the executives learning from each other, and they're not limited to what is ordinarily thought of as business. A number try to be relevant, and they include such things as sensitivity training. Ohio State has something called environmental economics. The University of Illinois at Urbana tries to give executives an idea of what it means to be one of today's city poor. And for breakfast and lunch, the executive students may have only what a welfare budget pays for. Many businessmen seem to enjoy the return to school, so much so that a number want to stay on and teach. New York University, which has a very large program with 9,000 businessmen enrolled, reports that each year more executives offer to teach courses than there are openings. That's one indication that school is effective, even if not always in quite the way an executive's company had hoped it would be. Edwin Newman, NBC News, New York. Now a final word from USF&G.
Your USF&G agent has the right people, experience, insurance to help protect all you value. Representing United States Fidelity and Guarantee Company, he's the independent businessman you can trust for professional, personalized counseling.
For full coverage of people, places, and things, USF&G.
Hear Ed Newman's business news again next weekend on Monitor. Okay, now let's take a bit of a nostalgic look at things with Billy Vaughan's treatment of the old standard, "Sail along, Silvery Moon. If not, get yourself a pair of wheels, my man."
Just sailing along on Weekend Monitor, heard all across the USA all year round in the area of western South Carolina. We're heard on station WCRS Greenwood. Murray Decay here. We'll be back in a moment. Monitor now being the seventh day of November 1970. In the upcoming half hour, we're going to hear some delightful words and music from composer-singer Bobby Gentry, and we'll meet the young lady in just a couple of minutes right after we hear a singer number from one of her recent albums. Here's Bobby with Natural to Be Gone. In case you just joined us, like down in Washington, you just joined us, I came on the show. I said, hi, everybody, this is Murray the K. I'm sitting here with the NBC Peacock on my shoulder so that we're coming you in living color. And then we did Bobby Sherman, and we said, I'll Never Let You Go. And then we met music, and then we introduced Edward Newman. And now we're doing a thing about Bobby Gentry. So you caught up to the show. And now that you heard how Bobby Gentry sounds and what happened with our show before, and you know how she sings, now we'll hear how she sounds when she talks. She did the talking, actually, to our resident keyhole peeper, Cindy Adams, who gets out of her usual gossip bag for a rap session with the talented Miss Gentry, who spoke about her life, both personal and professional, and her plans for the future.
What is the big kind of prison thing? You know, you're an honorary convict in one place, and then I know that Johnny Cash, of course, came from prison. Mm-hmm. Is that something that deals with people who sing your kind of songs? Not that you're a protest singer, but do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, they seem to identify. A large percentage of my mail comes from the military and comes from prisons. I think they identify probably with generally the comment that I get in letters from them is that it reminds them of home, it reminds them of another time, it reminds them of roots and emotional bonds between people. And they tend to identify with the music in that way.
Of all the things that you do, the writing, the singing, the performing, television, nightclubs, whatever, what do you seem to get turned on most with, besides hominy grits and things like that?
My favorite medium of all those things that you mentioned, of course, is television, because, as I'm sure you've heard it commented often, the immediacy of it.
Hmm.
You conceive something, you rehearse it, you execute it, and then you go on to something new. Nightclub isn't the same thing. You conceive it, you rehearse it, and you execute it, and then you execute it, and then you execute it. It just goes on. And the challenge gets to be, after you've been on the road for a while, is keeping the excitement in the act and keeping yourself up, because it's just a repeat of the material.
Do you think you're going to be around, like, as a perennial? I can't think of a name right offhand. Keith Smith, Frank Sinatra, but you know, there are some names who we all grew up with, and they're still making records.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think your kind of music will be a perennial? Will you be around for the next 100 years singing?
Well, I hope so. I hope that I can sustain my career as long as I'm interested in sustaining it. I think it's also important, though, to be aware and keep in touch with the times and the changing times and the changing trends. Mm-hmm. I think that's the secret. Certainly today, that's the secret of staying on top.
Don't you think that perhaps at some point we're going to have a return to the old music we all knew as kids, Moon and June and Spoon, you know, all the rhyming love ballad kind of things?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it'll be a full-scale return. We can certainly see traces of it in our music right now, every once in a while. For instance, Harry Nilsson is one of my favorite writers, and Randy Newman is another one of my favorite writers in pop music today. And both of them write very nostalgic tunes, reminiscent of the 30s and the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And so we certainly will feel influences of it. I'm not sure if it will become the most popular.
Mm. Do you think the time would ever come that you might give it all up to have babies and be a wife? And
no, I don't think so. This isn't a comment against marriage at all. It's just a personal comment on myself. No, I don't think that I should ever get married again.
Ever again?
No, I don't think so. It doesn't, and that comment doesn't come out of any sort of bitterness or anything. It's just that I do think that I learned. It was a mistake for me to get married, and so I don't think that I will again. I can't see myself, first of all, ever giving up what I'm doing. Not that I'm going to be appearing in low-cut Levi's for the next 30 years, but, I mean, there'll come a time when the Levi's are going to have to go. But I do want to continue in the business. I want to continue being creative and continue being productive. And I want my life to be just as full and as exciting as it is now. And that's why I say what I do.
Listen, you are gorgeous. It's disgusting to look across and see how beautiful you are. And you're already giving up, you know, men for Lent and for life and that kind of thing.
They're not giving up men, just the idea of marriage, that's all.
Do we ask or don't we ask, like, how old are you or approximately or something so that people listening can get an idea?
Sure, I'm in my late 20s now.
Wow, and you're not going to get married ever again.
Well, that's what I think now. I wouldn't want to have to stick with that, but that's what I really think right now.
Well, if there are any fellas out there listening, I wish you a lot of luck trying with Billy Joe and Bobby Gentry. This is Cindy Adams talking to Bobby Gentry for Monitor.
Okay, now, no question, Bobby Gentry has established herself on the music scene in a big way since she took everybody by surprise in the summer of 1967, it was, with the Ode to Billy Joe. You know, one of the milestones along the way was her collaboration with Glenn Campbell on, among other things, this one called All I Have to Do Is Dream, a song that was originally introduced back in 1957 by the Everly Brothers.
Thank you.
All right, that's Glenn Campbell and Miss Bobby Gentry. I said 1957. I was wrong. It was 1958. And Bobby Gentry, I guess you would say, is okay, I guess, if you happen to like talent, youth, beauty, and intelligence. Personally, I can take it or I can leave it. Well, it can leave me alone, I guess. Anyhow, friends, we have more surprises ahead, so stay. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Come with Swissair to see the world. Every day a small exclusive private club flies the Atlantic to Europe.
Cairo and the Spain
onward.
Moscow, Bangkok, Singapore, Tokyo, Bombay, and Boot, and Buenos Aires too.
The club is actually Swissair's first class section. And on every Swissair flight, no more than 16 passengers can be seated in that section and enjoy its extraordinary privacy and personalized service. No wonder so many famous people fly in Swissair's first class. You are invited to join them. For reservations to the major cities of Europe, Africa, and the near and far east, call your travel agent or Swissair.
Visit the world. We'll fly you there on our wonderful airline, Swissair.
WNBC New York.
People and music and things, you'll find them all on NBC.
NBC Monitor, that is, and I'm your host, Murray the K. In a couple of minutes, we'll hear from our galloping gourmet. You can hear him cutting him off at the pass. But right now, let's listen to that former would-be physical education teacher, good friend Johnny Mathis. And this is his latest, originally recorded by Santana, his version of Evil Ways.
You've got to change your evil ways.
Mathis, one of the long-run success stories in the music business. And now we call on Graham Kerr, our galloping gourmet, for the word on an unusual use for butter in cooking.
Okay, I can hear you say, so what is beurre manier? I mean, even if I was to describe it to you as kneaded butter, I mean, everybody needs butter, but I mean, K-N-E-A-D-E-D, butter. And right, kneaded butter is a marvelous thing to use for very, very, very few opportunities, actually. And it is usually when you've got a matelot. That doesn't mean that there's a sailor who's come from the French, you know, forces and happens to have landed today and you've got a matelot. No, a matelot is something which actually goes, well, which is a technique of cookery, really, which is a sort of stew of fish, usually in red wine, button onions, button mushrooms, things like that. And at the last moment, you want to thicken it. Very simple. 2 ounces of flour, just a little less of butter, rubbed together until sandy, kept in the refrigerator, and scattered into the dish. But please, at the end, and never boil it, otherwise it gets floury. It's a simple thickening. Like me, Graham Kerr, for NBC Monitor.
Thanks, Graham. I'll remember that next time I want to thicken a fish stew. I know who doesn't want to thicken a fish stew on a weekend. See, next we turn the clock back a little bit. I would say 5 seasons. 1965 will be my guess for the big early hit by Pet Clock, Downtown. I can see they're checking me in the control room. I never lose. I'm an expert on these kind of things. Don't look me up.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can't always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the street. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Problems surround you, there are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a jello bossing over. You'll be dancing with the music before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown.
Born Pet Clock, now a big star all over the world. And, you want to ask a question, honey? Go ahead.
You know why I like the winter, Andy?
Why, Dolly?
Because it's so changeable.
Just like a woman.
No, seriously. The changing season means changing weather, changing storm windows, changing clothes, changing motor oil.
Hold it, honey. How did changing oil get in here?
Why, Andy Granatelli, you know the winter is a good time to change that dirty motor oil and a great time to add a can of STP oil treatment to your car.
I wouldn't change a word of that.
No one knows better than you, Andy, how STP oil treatment cuts friction and wear and gives you all the extra lubrication your car needs to help keep it running smoother, quieter, longer. And now, with the cold weather, you need STP even more to help your car start easier and faster in the morning.
Dolly, it's sure lucky for me, with all the changes this time of year, one thing hasn't changed a bit.
What's that, Andy?
You're still the best STP salesman I've got.
STP!
Dreams, the two piano technique of Ferranti and Teicher on Monitor 70. And this is your host, Murray the K, inviting you to stay tuned for NBC News on the Hour, coming up shortly.
Thank you.